welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is Natera Branch, the newly named CEO of Houston Exponential. Today on the show, Natera discusses her background and passion for Houston and also explains how she sees this new era for HX. Natera and I also share what we're most excited about for the Houston Innovation Awards Gala, which is next week on November 9th at the ION. Natera, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for this platform.
Yes, absolutely. Well, as Innovation Map readers know, we announced that you have joined HX as the CEO. So we broke that news last week and we got to talk a little bit, but I'm excited to talk to you a little bit more. And for listeners who missed the news, I think now's a good chance for you to tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you back to your adoptive hometown of Houston into this new role.
Sure. So been away for 18 and a half years working for the National Football League. I've been trying to get back here for 18 and a half years and so excited about the way that this is panning out for me to come back. I've had a phenomenal career in sports and entertainment. And at the tail end of my career, I was working a lot in sports and innovation, really balancing technology in a very traditional sport, a very traditional industry, which requires a lot of research, thoughtfulness, and a lot of collaboration with, the stakeholders. Now, fast forward to here in Houston, where you've got a lot of individuals that have traditionally been in sort of the legacy innovation spaces like our oil and gas. And we're now moving into these very interesting energy spaces and health spaces and sports spaces. And so it's transitioning pretty well for me. But I could not be more excited to be back in Houston and get into this ecosystem that is growing. Just a shameless plug, exponentially.
Well, it's an aptly named organization. So what skill set have you developed over the years, as well as your passion for Houston, that really makes you a good fit for this role?
Sure. So my passion for Houston, I'll address that first, has never died. I came here and I went to University of Houston. I currently sit on the advisory board for Bauer School. And it was because I just love this city. There's just so much resource in this city, so much opportunity, potential, you name it, Houston has it. And it's untapped. People don't think of Houston when they think of a lot of things that they think of other cities for, you know, won't give those folks some plugs. But I will say that people don't traditionally think of Houston immediately. And I think that it's sort of under marketed. It's one of those hidden gems on the Gulf Coast. And I've now adopted saying that we are one of the three coasts. We are the Gulf Coast, the important coast. And so it's one of those things where I've been singing from the mountaintops of Houston's praises. And now to be able to do that in Houston is so significant of a thing for me, because Houston gave me so much as a person. I like to say personally, I'm married someone from Houston. Professionally, I got my first job, my education here, became an executive here. And Houston has just given me so much. And I think that for me to be able to give back in this capacity, to be able to be a part of the ecosystem that's going to take Houston to that next level is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're joining HX at a very pivotal moment. And we'll talk a little bit more about what that means, you know, in a minute. But how do you describe this new era for HX? And what's your top priorities for evolving the organization?
I think if I had one word, Natalie, to talk about it, and I'd love to get your thoughts too, it's really potential. And I know that's an overused word, the potential. When does it happen, that potential? But I think we really have to get everyone around Houston galvanized around the fact that we do have this potential so that people can see and invest in Houston, both internally and externally, so that we can realize that potential. I really do truly believe that Houston has so much to offer to people who live here and to people who want to live here. It's a fast growing city, has so many resources. And it's one of those things where if we could just as you talk about priorities, number one, get everybody on the same page as to why Houston is so great and what that potential is, that we, that the strategy of getting everyone galvanized, that's priority number one. Number two is really getting these businesses to the next level. We have businesses that are being produced here, ideated here, and formulated here that really need resources from a financial perspective, talent perspective. And we're going to be that connector for those resources so that we can get those exits that startups and these venture kind of companies really are looking to get and investors are really looking to get within Houston. So I think those are the biggest priorities, is really galvanizing people around the message. And then secondly, getting the people the resources so that they can get into that exit stage. And then third is just really talking loudly about how wonderful this city is and showcasing those entrepreneurs. We are really focused, hyper-focused on the entrepreneur, getting those resources, getting them to where they want to be from a company perspective and getting those exits so that it attracts those investors.
Yeah, I think HX was very much planned to be a very dynamic organization. Like, it was never, you know, addressing the issue of Houston's burgeoning innovation ecosystem, it's going to have different phases, which means the ecosystem is going to have different needs. So I think it makes sense that there's been this, you know, natural evolution of the organization just to, you know, figure out what Houston's new needs are as we further develop our ecosystem. Like, you know, think about what the ecosystem was like before HX was founded in, I think, 2017. So it's,
yeah,
a world away. So how do you see, and just like based off of, I know you've been having a lot of conversations, like how have the needs of Houston entrepreneurs changed, and then maybe ways they haven't?
Sure. I think the ways that they haven't changed is that they still need community and they need that network. They need to be able to reach talent. They need to be able to reach investors. That has not changed. And what has become very evident and for us to move to those different phases is that has to become, that pain point has to become less painful for them, for us to be successful as a whole entire city. But what I do think that has changed that's going to help with that is the fact that people are now starting to recognize that when we work together, we're more powerful. When we don't go sit in our silos and say, you know, this is my part of the ecosystem and I'm going to, you know, make this flourish and, you know, sort of the other people watch me work. When we recognize that when we work together, that's going to boost all of us. I think that has really changed from phase one to where we are today. And there's so many people you talked about earlier that I was on a listening tour. There's so many people that are cautiously optimistic. And the cautious part comes from the fact that, you know, there hasn't been this willingness so much is what I'm hearing from people to work together. But now people are starting to recognize that. And hopefully HX can actually make that happen. That's what we're trying to do, is to prod this ecosystem to make that happen, make that connection actually happen for folks that they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really great observation. And cautiously optimistic is fair. I think like Houston's history, which predates even my tenure within the ecosystem, there's been some false starts. There's been some false promises. So I think cautiously optimistic is fine, but it's definitely a different phase for the ecosystem. I think that's very true. So,
and I also think it's a different feeling. I think what COVID did for us is it helped us to realize the need for technology and the need to solve problems pretty quickly if we're going to move in traditional ways. In everything, in everywhere, just didn't always work. We had to shift. And now with that shift, and now with the acceptance of technology, whether you wanted to or not, people are now getting to like, oh, this is an interesting space to be in, interesting place to be in. If we can be number one here in some manner or one industry, let's do it. And before it was kind of selling people on technology can solve some challenges, or, you know, innovation is a good thing. And now people are like, oh yeah, innovation is a good thing. You know, faster internet, good thing. Apps to do your work and then to move your daily, you know, operations, great thing. You know, I would have never before COVID ordered, you know, things online, when now you have these you know, things that I'm not going to name names today, but we are coming soon, our top companies, but companies coming out of Houston that are making the purchasing challenge so much easier. And if you've been following, you know who I'm talking about, but it's one of those things where people are solving real problems in Houston, not only for Houston, but for the country. And that is what's going to put Houston on the map, not HX, but HX's support of those companies that are changing the world right now. That's what makes me excited. That's what's going to be the next phase of this organization, is making sure people understand that Houston has the solution.
Well, Houston's always been a very innovative city, leading the energy industry, which I think what we're seeing now is this intentionality between the like the city of Houston and the business leaders of Houston to support tech and to support startups, because at the end of the day, we can't just be an energy city. And so I think that's, you know, HX is a product of that, you know, intention from the powers that be to support these types of startups too. So
you're absolutely right. I could not have said it better, Natalie, and you've seen this as well. It's not even that people only want to support energy, but we don't have to, because there's so many cool products and services and technologies and ideas that are outside of that space. And then when we lean into the fact that we've been so innovative in that space, they have to know, we know what we're doing. We send people to, you know, into outer space. We know what we're doing when it comes to innovation. So it's one of those things where we have the talent here. The engineers here are spectacular. Some of the things that I'm seeing across this city that are being developed, the 3D printing, the idea copies that are happening amongst entrepreneurs. All we need is for people to be able to sing from the same song sheet about what's happening in this city. And I think people are going to be amazed.
Yeah, just connecting those final dots, because I know we love to brag about like the talent based in Houston, the Fortune 500 companies based in Houston, and how that's all part of like the ingredients to see success. My favorite stat is when Innovation Map launched in 2018, I'm pretty positive this is true, that there was only one startup accelerator located in Houston. It was the Texas Medical Centers. And there had been some before in the past, but November 2018 at launch, that was it. I mean, there were some incubators too, but now how much that's changed tenfold just by having the right people in place and attracting the right out of city accelerator programs, launching the right ones here in Houston too. But it's just a huge change. I think HX has played a role throughout that evolution for sure, inarguably. So
yeah, and I think if you look at what you're doing with Innovation Map as an example, I'll do the shameless plug for you. When you send out your piece, you're not saying the same story every day. You're highlighting different companies. You're highlighting different, like you said, different accelerators, different investors, and things of that nature. In 2018, I'm gonna guess it was a lot harder than it is in 2022 to come up with different stories, because like you said, those just didn't exist. Or you may have been talking about things that were outside of the city. Now, just look how much coverage and content that you have. And people are like clamoring for it because there's just so much going on.
Yeah, there was always enough to cover. And now it's just like, there's too much to cover. Like, I can only do so much. And it's kind of made the evolution of the coverage be more like selective, I guess, like to be able to be like have to prioritize what to cover, which is not a bad thing. I think that's a natural pace of growth. But yeah, I could probably double the content I create, not physically. I could never physically. Like, there could be twice as many articles, you know, if there was the right, if there were two of me kind of thing.
That's it. Now that part is a shameless plug. More resources. I love it. Natalie needs some intern job. Come on, let's do this for her.
I really do. Well, and something, you know, that I think I want to talk about for sure is, you know, the HX is continuing, like you mentioned, this continued support for entrepreneurs at the core. That is HX mission. But there have been a couple things in the event space that HX has done and really created a following with, and that being the Tech Rodeo and the Gala. So I know we talked about this last week, that these legacy event programs are going to continue. And then, you know, tell me a little bit about how you're thinking of events for entrepreneurs and getting the word out about those.
Yeah, and I think if we talk about HX and the fact that the core piece of it is about entrepreneurs, the way that we're going to do that is through our are very specific and focused efforts on the right strategic partners. And so I think one of the criticisms or one of the often said things is that the HX sort of brand promise has been events. And we're not an event company. That's not what we do, you know, day-to-day events. However, one of the things that I think that is extremely important is that we have to have iconic, more ecosystem grabbing events. So that's what you meant by like the gala and also the tech rodeo. We have to have showcase events that are inclusive of all of the ecosystem, no matter where you sit in that ecosystem. And that's what we're hoping the beginning of the year with the tech rodeo, showcasing the tech and innovation that's coming out of Houston and coming to Houston, and with a gala, which is next week, that is going to showcase what has happened over the year and really celebrating our most innovative and talented companies as voted by, you know, our illustrious panel. And so it's one of those things where those are going to be our iconic tentpole events, if you will. But then on the other side, where we have to service entrepreneurs in events that bring in certain types of resources or how they're going to matriculate through the journey of entrepreneurism, we want to have strategic partners in that, so that we're not just hosting a competitor to any of the strategic partners that are out there, but we're actually working with individuals within the ecosystem to put on events, to support their events, to make sure that they have the right speakers at their events or whatever that they need as a strategic partner, so that those can actually make sure that they are servicing the entrepreneur. Everything that we are doing, that's what I keep telling the team, everything that we're doing is for the entrepreneur. And so even those strategic partnerships, those smaller events that we have or those events that we have in the surrounding or the metro, the surrounding area of Houston, those will be in strategic partnership so that the other party in the partnership can also engage with the entrepreneurship community.
Yeah, there's no shortage of Houston entrepreneur focused events. I do a monthly roundup of at least 10 that are going on. So there's plenty to do. But yeah, so let's talk about the gala just because we can and because it's next week and we're both so excited about it. So what are you looking forward to for the evening? And for, we don't need to go into too many details about the actual event. If you want to learn more, it's just HoustonInnovationGala.com. But for you, Natera, what are you excited about?
I'm excited to see who the winners are. I have seen the list. There's some great finalists. You know, I've heard some banter between some of the finalists. So I'm super excited to see who wins that moment when the envelope is opened, if you will. But I'm also excited about all of the guests that are coming and who are going to come, not because they are a finalist, but they're coming to either hear about the finalists or they're just coming to network. When I came on board, I asked, you know, sort of what was the major purpose of this event, and people just kept saying the networking is incredible for this ecosystem. And so I am excited to be a part of that. I'm excited to meet a lot of the individuals that I haven't had a chance to meet already. I'm ready to party and dress up. I like a good dress up time. So I think it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a celebratory night. And I'm super, super, super excited for the finalists.
Yeah, I happen to know the winners from coordinating all of the judges. And I think what my takeaway is just every single company or individual that's being honored, like it was already so competitive. Everyone who's a finalist is a winner in my mind. Like it was just the number of submissions, the quality of submissions was just so good this year. So I think as exciting as it will be to see who actually wins, I think like, I hope everyone's takeaway is just that like everyone who's a finalist is definitely worthy of being up there. And I think that they're already winners.
I would have to agree with you. And one of the things that we're trying to do this year is make sure that they have an experience. So even if you're, you know, not taking home the trophy, if you will, that you have an experience when you come in and people know who you are and you're celebrated regardless if your name is called. And so that's what I'm super excited about as well, is it being more inclusive in that.
Well, and there are some finalists that even from reporting on for Innovation Map for years, I wasn't super familiar with. So it's cool to see like what companies have emerged and the, which ones the judges identified as being, you know, worthy of this award and this finalist position. So it's very exciting. And yeah, again, HoustonInnovationGala.com if you want to learn more, but hopefully everyone can make it out at the Ion next week. So to go back to something we were talking about, and just, you know, this new phase for HX, I know one of the components of the transition, obviously, the, you know, transition into new ownership, which included, you know, changing the organization from a nonprofit to a for-profit for HX. And I think there's some minutiae of details that that's going to affect, but how do you describe this evolution to people? Just, you know, from your perspective, what does that mean?
Sure. I think what it's going to mean for an entrepreneur is it's going to be better resourced opportunities for them. They are the core of what we do, the core of why we do it. And so from them, from a nonprofit to for profit, they shouldn't experience anything other than better, because we'll have better ability to service them. And it's run by entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur. I work as a consultant. I invest. I actually work with a bunch of entrepreneurs on other projects. I am an entrepreneur at heart. Everyone who works around us, when we had our first meeting, I went around the room and said, "Are you an entrepreneur? Have you been an entrepreneur? Do you know an entrepreneur? And what were the needs that you saw so that we can make sure that we're servicing the individuals that we're supposed to be servicing?" So everyone that is working on this has an entrepreneurial heart or an aspect to them that is tangential to the entrepreneurship community, because it's unique. If you are a founder, it is unique experience. If you're an investor, it is a risky experience. I've been on both sides. And so it's one of those things where, you know, I can talk to somebody who's doing a pitch competition because I'm not one and I have one before. And so it's that kind of situation where, as an entrepreneur, you should not know any different between nonprofit and for-profit other than it's better and now being run by individuals who understand that journey, as you know, as it has been before, but now funded in that same manner. And then on the folks that are supporting the entrepreneurs, what you're going to see is opportunity. So now you're going to be a part of this ecosystem in a way that you may not have been able to be in the past, because it was a non-for-profit. You might have sponsored something or, you know, partnered in that manner. But now, because there is a way to actually invest in Houston Exponential, you have a little bit more vested interest in its success. And so that from the individuals that support the entrepreneurs, we're trying to make sure that they are vested in the success of Houston Exponential, and therefore invested in the success of entrepreneurs. It gives it a little bit more skin in the game. And that's what I like, because now it's not just, "Oh, that's that nonprofit and hope it works," because, you know, it's a city program. And then and you put all of the responsibility on the city when we own Houston Exponential as a city and should be doing for it. And so I've had a lot of conversations, like I said, with individuals who have had these reservations, and they didn't do this and they didn't do that. But now I'm challenging people. "Okay, you're part of this ecosystem. How would you fix it? And now you can get on board and help to fix it or invest in fixing it," because we want to all do the same thing, support the entrepreneurship journey. And so I have been having some amazing conversations around just that. There's skin in the game for people now, and I think you're going to see a difference on that side as well.
That was your rallying cry, I feel like, to everyone listening. Everyone part of this ecosystem is really bringing everyone together. And I want to talk a little bit about your listening tour that we've talked about a little bit throughout this conversation. How has this been going for you? You know, I think people listening right now can hear your excitement and your like energy. So I wonder who are you talking to? What are those conversations looking like? What have you learned throughout this process?
Absolutely. I've been talking to entrepreneurs. I've been talking to idea folks who don't have anything more than just that. I've been talking to the institutions. I just left actually one of the universities, not even the one that I actually went to. But I have hit almost every major academic institution in the city. I have spoken to some people from on the nonprofit side. I've spoken to some of the supporters and the sponsors. I wanted to get a huge range of opinions, both positive and negative. And people are not holding back, let's just be clear. They're telling me what's wrong with it, what was wrong with HX, what was wrong with Houston, what's wrong with me, what's wrong. People just, they are not holding back, I will say. And it's good, because I don't want people just singing all of the, you know, oh, this can be great. And now that you're here to save the day, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for to aggregate and congregate and really get people around solutions that are going to work for the city of Houston. Because the one common thing that I keep hearing is people want this city to be great, and in this space particularly. And because of that, that central, you know, that central commonality, I know this is going to go somewhere. And I know that this is going to be a great effort by the city of Houston, because we're all going to be doing it together. And so that's kind of what I've been hearing, is like, you know, everybody's giving me their opinion, but they're also giving me their passion. So you can give me your opinion, but give me your passion so that we can all get around that and go together.
I think it takes a specific type of person to, like, you know, open that door to criticism, and of course, you know, the occasional encouragement, but it definitely is going to be, and sounds like it already has been, a lot to process, and not to mention a lot of pressure that, you know, being in this role and being in this new phase. So I think that's something I wanted to mention, is just you're in this really tough position of both, like you said, you know, wanting you to come in and save something or make this big impact. So you've got a lot of pressure on your plate on top of having an open door to lots of feedback, right? how do you kind of handle that?
Yeah. And that's the one thing I say is there's lots of feedback, but again, I am challenging people. You're not just going to give me feedback and then sit back and watch. You're going to participate. That's what you're signing up for when you give me your opinion. You're going to participate in making this what it can be. And I have not met one person who doesn't want this to work. I've not met one person who doesn't want Houston to win. They wouldn't be here if they didn't. And so that's the really cool thing about this. From everyone that I've met, they're just so, like I said, cautiously optimistic and just as enthusiastic as I am about where we can go.
I think from within the first 2 minutes of our conversation, I think it's been very clear to me already, but also, you know, listeners, how passionate you are about the city. And I know we've talked a little bit about like what you love about the city, but how do you, you know, wake up every day and feel that passion? What drives that love for the city? Because I can resonate. I love Houston so much, I make it part of my personality, you know? So I wonder how you describe, like, your just unending passion for the city.
I used to tell people before I went to New York that it's the city that I chose. So I was a military brat, and the military, Uncle Sam chose where we were going to live. And I came to Houston once with my sister, who was doing it with a college tour at the time, and I just fell in love. And I went to University of Houston, and it was an amazing experience. I came into myself. I learned the positives and negatives about myself, and I was open. I had open access to a whole nother world that I had not been exposed to prior to then. I was very blessed to have two parents who liked to give us exposure and access to things. And when I came to Houston, it was a whole new world. I had options to go to, I had great grades, so options to go to other schools, other cities, but I knew I wanted to be in business, and Houston was the place I needed to be if I wanted to be in business. And I think that's an undersold thing about Houston. This place has so much business. And so it was like, when I wanted to do internships, when I wanted to do shadows and things of that nature, you could talk to, get mentored by, network with people on a lunch break. So Houston just paved the way for so many things that I got to do in the last even 18 and a half years in New York. Never lost connection with it. It's the most friendly city that you could be in. And it would be an understatement if you didn't talk about the diversity in this city. The diversity in this city allows for a pathway that people can be amazing things no matter what their geographic, economic, or demographics are. It's really one of those cities that people give back to there are underserved communities, but there are people who are actively attempting to get into those underserved communities to give resources. We've got a long way to go. We're not where we need to be, but there's so much opportunity in that space. There's just so much Houston has that it's easy to fall in love with it. And such an adoptive city too. As I said, wasn't born and raised here, but people sure do make me feel like I was.
I think it's a unique place. Like, I don't think that so many people have this passion for their city in other major cities. I mean, I know New York, obviously, but like there, and there's the occasion like where people are just like such a passion for where they live. But I think it's rare, and I see it so much in Houston. And maybe I'm in a bubble, but like I think there is something special going on. And to your point earlier, it's just not being discussed as much. Like you really have to come to Houston to see it, and I think that's the challenge.
Everyone says like when you meet someone from Houston, you'll know in the first 5 seconds because everybody's like, I'm from Houston. And it's so true. But I don't know how or why, but we don't sing from a collective, song sheet, if you will, but I think we need to. And it's gonna take those famous influencers and folks that really stand up for the cities that allow everybody else to do the same. Because everybody is proud that that's from here. And I know we have our warts and things of that nature. There are a lot of things that the government is working to fix right now and looking for new ideas as well. We can't always just put everything on the government. But it is one of those things that I think if we rally together and speak to the greatness of Houston, people are gonna get it. I mean, I think when you come here, you just get it.
Yeah, so everyone, if you're listening and you are not from Houston, just start book your trip right now.
IAH and Hobby, come on.
Awesome. Well, this has been such a pleasure. Your passion for Houston and for Houston innovation is so infectious. I mean, I feel like I already had that, but like I feel like even more motivated, and I know listeners feel the same after hearing your side and your story and your passion. So thank you so much for sharing it. And if anyone is listening wants to meet Natera, come to the gala next week, November 9th at the Ion. And that's my plug. So now you're gonna get bombarded, and now you're gonna get to
Hey,
know
I
people.
am looking forward to it. I'm looking for those ambassadors of Houston that are ready to take this to the next level with us. We are going to exponential height, and I'm ready for those ambassadors to come with us. People like you, Natalie, who are singing the praises of innovation.
Well, thank you again for your time today. It was a pleasure.
All right, talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.